sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins. I am the broker of Movers Real Estate Company, license number 47388. And in the house today is Gary Thornton. And I want you to call him and ask him questions and make comments. We're going to talk about some different things today. And Gary is the owner of Crown Foundation and Concrete Lifting. And good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Becky.
We've been talking about a couple things this morning already.
We have.
We talked about the 21-month-old grandchild of mine in Korea had a really special moment this morning. It's nighttime there. But she had to call and tell me that she went to the potty. So we were excited about that.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting. And FaceTime is really something, I'll tell you, so that
Fantastic.
You can know those kids, even if they're across the earth on the other side.
It's fantastic. It's hard to believe.
What else were we talking about? I asked you, have you ever been to the Yellow Rose Theater?
And I told you we had last week.
Oh, and we saw different shows there, didn't we?
Yes, I saw called The Jazz Man, and it was about Louis Armstrong, and they did a special on him, and it was very, very, very good. The singers and the actors and all those folks are really talented.
And I saw The Man in Black on Thursday night. And it was a country western review.
Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and the guy did some Don Williams and some Glenn Campbell. And then Hope Chansey, I think is her name. Anyway, the lady that was singing... she did some Dolly Parton and Tammy Wynette and Loretta Lynn.
Well, I'm sorry I missed that show.
That was a good one. That was a good one. But anyway, the Yellow Rose Theater is in Moore.
Yeah, it's very easy to get to.
Yeah, very easy to get to. And it's a ministry.
And it's they support a lot of children.
They do.
Thousands of children.
Yes. So, if you get a chance, the next upcoming show is the Arizona Kid, I believe. Well,
call Mike down there and get your reservations because
they fill up.
Michael, yes, they do.
It's a dinner theater,
and their meals are fantastic, and their desserts. Now, I'm on a diet, but I did eat a whole dessert.
Oh my gosh!
Yes.
I ate almost a whole bread pudding.
That's what I had.
Oh my gosh. It's a very light bread pudding, but the caramel sauce wasn't as light as the bread was.
It was so good.
But boy, the dinner theater at the Yellow Rose Theater in Moore, and make reservations. They have a website. It's online. You can go online and see it. So anyway, just thought I'd share that with the audience.
It's a great joy to go there and see those people working so hard for you.
Yeah, they do. And
yes,
they're working
for
a cause, and that's kind of neat. That's how it's a church, and they support their ministry with this theater. Their outreach ministry, not the church, but the outreach ministry. And they do have a great thing going there.
Well, if they call now, they can make reservations for the Christmas program.
And that does fill
up.
Which
is very good.
Yeah, you better get your
tickets
now. It's $35 to $45 or so, I think, a person, but it includes your dinner.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's very reasonable, and the talent is special. They are so special.
Yeah. So we really enjoyed it. So anyway, the Yellow Rose Theater. And we're talking today about something a little bit different, Gary. We usually talk about house settlement and stuff like this. And today let's talk about slab leaks, plumbing leaks under the slab of a house. How do you get involved with that?
Well, by the time I'm called in on it, folks have walls or floors that are moving around, and they think their house is settling. And actually, when you walk through the house, you can actually almost feel the pathway of the water because it causes the floors to heave and settle, and you can tell that it's a water problem. It's very easy to determine that. Then it's more difficult to determine where that water leak is coming from.
Well, yeah, I had a house this week that had a slab leak, or last week, I guess it was. And we could tell it had a slab leak because my tenant called and said, it's moist under my kitchen sink, but I can't find a leak. And then I told him, I said, well, dry it out, put a fan under it, and then dab it with tissue, and you'll be able to find your leak. And he couldn't find the leak, but then he said, well, it's real. I've got a hot spot on my tile right in front of my sink.
That's an indicator.
I went, uh-oh, we got a hot water supply leak right there.
You know, you can take plastic, 6-mil plastic or any plastic, and you can lay it on the floor. And then that moisture, as it via capillary action works its way up through the floor, then it will condensate on the underside of that plastic, and then you can determine that it is a water leak. Didn't know that, did you?
I didn't. If it had been a cold water leak, I wouldn't have known.
Well, yeah. See, and sometimes water leaks aren't from a pressure source. They may be from a non-pressure source, a drain from the washing machine, shower, any part of the
water. So 6-mil plastic on the floor.
Yeah.
And then the water will kind of wick up and condensate under the plastic.
Yeah, you can just run tape around the edges of the plastic and tape it down, and then you can confirm whatever you're suspicioning.
Huh. Okay. Well, you guys call us if you have a question about this, because the problem that comes from water leak under the floor is it can wash out your dirt and cause a void. Then you got settlement issues.
And you can get heaving if it's under a pressure source. The sands beneath the floor will move, and little by little by little, they'll push a floor up. And you get a high spot in the floor, and recovery on these situations, sometimes you got to cut the floor out. Sometimes it can be a big project.
Okay, we do have a caller, and I think it's Deanne. Good morning, Deanne.
Good morning, Gwen. Yeah, my question is, some of these health food type people are really wanting you to have this high-quality water installed, and, of course, it's pricey. It's called reverse osmosis. And I asked a guy one time, a home repair guy, about that kind of thing, and he said your home would have leaks. If you have a home that's been established for 30 or 40 years or 50 in my case, that will cause leaks because it will... It washes out. It's kind of like when your pipe is used to something and it's got some buildup there. It's used to that buildup. You take that out and it's going to leak. Now, do you guys have an opinion on that?
I don't have an opinion on it. Becky, you always have opinions.
I have opinions on almost everything, Deanne. But... Okay. Not being Gwen Faulkner or the repair people.
Thank you. Yes. Sorry about that.
You've got a real estate agent and a foundation guy here.
Well, I think you're both great. I tell you what makes sense to me, though, is if your pipes are not leaking, I would not want to introduce another adjuvant that might upset the apple cart. You know what I mean?
It can happen, and sometimes you add another pressure source to it, and it'll create enough pressure to cause a leak in the pipe. And like you're saying, you get calcium deposits, and above the calcium deposits, you might have some rotted pipe, and those calcium deposits are eliminated, then you have a water leak. So,
yeah,
because they were stopping the flow.
Okay,
that's what I thought.
Yeah, thanks, Deanne.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome.
And I'll tell you what, we've got another caller, but we're going to first take a break, and we'll be right back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins and Gary Thornton. I tend to be the real estate broker, and you tend to be the foundation guy.
Well, that's...
Settlement guy.
I'd never make it as a real estate
Raise
broker,
concrete.
I'm
well, yeah. You know a lot about raising concrete and house settlement and such. If you have a question, you're sitting back listening to this, you're driving down the road, and you're thinking, well, what difference does it make if I had a leak under my slab? Give us a call and let's talk about it.
Let's talk about
okay.
it.
Okay. The caller number here is 840-1000. And thank you, Chez. You've been hanging on since before the break. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
How are you,
I
Mr.
Chez? I can attest to slab leak issues.
Okay, let's hear about your story.
Well, Becky, we listed our house last year, and we found in an inspection that we had water in our ductwork. And we brought out the plumbers. They started doing testing and everything, and we found that we had a slab leak under the house. And they brought out a specialist and isolated it and took care of that. But in the process, I thought that my fireplace was sinking, and instead, it actually was not. It was just stable. But we had called Gary and brought them out, and he walked around and looked at everything, and he's going, well, you definitely have damage, and he said, and I can feel it, but we need to take the carpet up just to see exactly what's going on here. So we did that, and when he did, we found that the living room had heaved, the dining room had heaved, my master bedroom had heaved, and the middle bedroom had began to crack. So this leak had been going on for some time, and we had no idea because it was so small. So Gary and Crown Foundation, they are a godsend. I am telling you, he knows exactly what he's doing. We fixed the house. We fixed the problems. We had to end up replacing some of the slabs. Gary and his crew did an excellent job. I am just so happy with the outcome of this. It's unbelievable.
Well, to know the difference in your outer wall sinking and wanting to jack those up, I'll tell you, you can run across people who don't know quite so much, and they try to start selling you piers around your house when really what has happened is the interior has heaved up because of water under it.
That happens quite a bit, Becky, and the house that we're speaking of there, we were fortunate enough to get a little insurance help on it because of the damage caused by the water leak. So he was very, very fortunate there. I don't know all the particulars on that, but I do know we work with the insurance adjuster and the engineer. And
right.
I believe Dave Gaskin was the engineer on that project.
Oh,
and
I love Dave.
Oh, Dave's a nice guy.
Yes, Dave was. And the insurance company brought him out to check it, and it's because of him that we were able to find and isolate that really a lot of things were going on. But not only did we do the slab work inside, but Gary found that it was necessary to put piers around the outside edges because of what had happened inside. And it just, everything is all squared up. It's all level. It's perfect. Unbelievable.
Well,
in fact, it's better than it was when it was first built, I'm sure.
And you know something? We got to sell it again.
Kind of sounds like a commercial, doesn't it, Becky?
It does sound like a commercial, but I will tell you that, you know, I asked Chez to call because we had a closing day before yesterday. We closed on your house, Chez. And as I said, well, it's with the improvements of your house, because, of course, he had to get new floors. They were messed up because of all this. And he went to the extra effort of painting, doing some painting and stuff. We ended up getting a little more money out of the house.
Well, I can tell you, Becky, that house is stronger today than the day it was built.
Yeah. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, that Gary Thornton with Crown is a godsend.
Wow.
And I said, wow, he's my guest on the radio this week. Why don't you call and let's talk about it? Because that's just kind of goes to show you, if you know the right people to call, you get a great result. And instead of just calling the guy that's doing the commercial on TV, that it looks like you get perfect recovery when you, you know, the house is cracked and they jack it up and you get the perfect fit and it looks like it always had looked. Well, it's not always like that, is it, Gary?
No, ma'am, it's not. And it depends on how long the problem's been going on, how soon you made the repair after it started to settle. And so there's some time issues there. And we can generally get recovery if prompt action is taken. If it's set for a while, we have a lot of materials move into the behind the concrete that's settled, and then you have that repose value when you try to roll things back into place, and sometimes it'll want to lift before it rolls, and you need roll, you don't need lift. So it's
you sound like an engineer now.
It's just a little, it's a challenge, but we enjoyed working on Chez's house, and it was a challenge. But.
Well, Chez, you are a longtime client of Movers Real Estate, and we appreciate you, and a very realistic guy you are, and hardworking. I mean, you got it done. We got it sold again. The people got a better house. You did the right thing by it, and it was just a success story all the way around. So thank you so much, Chez, and thanks for sharing it with us today.
Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for two of the greatest people that I know that I can really call friends now for a long period of time.
You betcha.
Thank you, Chez.
You are both a blessing, and you know exactly what you're doing, and I appreciate that very much because your feedback, your input, and your professionalism is just unequal to anybody else that I know.
Thank you. I think Becky and I are blushing right now, but we'll get over it shortly. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Chez. Well, we do have another caller. Good morning, Faye.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine. I listen to you guys every Saturday morning, so my concern is I'm a new homeowner and just learning how to do the percentage part of it. Is there anything that we could do you guys have services just prevent things like that?
To prevent water leaks under the slab. Do you have a slab house?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Boy, now that's a question for us, isn't it?
Yeah. It's kind of difficult to take preventative measures there, other than if your plumbing's older, you may want to do some pressure tests on it, and pressure is added to the system. You got to be careful because pressure can also split the pipe. But you want to add enough pressure to it and then time it and see if the pressure dissipates or if it remains stable. And that'll give you an idea of what your plumbing's doing. And then on the non-pressure side, on your sewer line side, you can stop up the sewer line, and then you can put water in all your appliances and you watch it for a couple of hours. If the water is lowered, then you know you possibly have a leak, a non-pressure leak under the house.
The house is between 1955 and 61.
Okay, well.
Orangeburg.
Well, that's outside the sewer, but under the house, on those houses, you typically have cast iron under slab for your drain lines.
Yes.
And let me tell you where you're. In my experience, I am no expert on this, but I see a lot of inspections that result in repairs. And on the drain line that comes from your washing machine in particular, the bottom of that drain will rust out because it's had detergents and different things that just corrode, and it becomes rusty, and it has no bottom to it. So the test that you're talking about on the drain line, it's kind of like when you fill your bathtub up with water and you come back 2 hours later, it should still have the same amount of water in it.
Yeah.
And if your drain, if your plug's not working real good, it's going to leak out a little bit. Your drain lines are like that too. So Gary's telling you to go ahead and put something to stop up the drain so it can't drain out. And a plumber can do this for you. And fill up the drain lines with water until it backs up in your lowest part, which is usually a shower or bathtub. Mm-hmm. And see if it continues to go down, or if it's going to hold the water.
I think that's a good idea right there. You can preventatively invite a plumber there to run those tests. And I'm thinking from
Faye, I'm going to ask you to hang on for a minute, because we're also going to talk about a pressure reducing valve right after the news on with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company, and you are listening to Gary Thornton, the voice of reason when it comes to settlement on a house and kind of how to prevent it. We've been talking to Faye. Good morning, Faye.
And good morning.
Thank you so much for hanging on. We really had a little bit more to discuss with you, and the question, if you're just tuning in, is how can you prevent your house from settling and maybe having a leak under the house?
Correct.
Okay. And we talked a little bit about there being a supply line and a drain line under your house, and the supply line's under pressure. The drain line is not under pressure. It just is a free flow system. Works with gravity. Goes downhill, right?
Goes downhill.
But under a house that was built in the mid-50s to maybe the early 60s, likely to have cast iron under the slab for a drain line, and that can erode out and just be a void on the bottom side of that pipe.
And we have removed floors where that happened to check the pipe, and the type, 10-foot a section of the pipe was all rotted up and created a lot of damage in the upper areas. But one of the things that was mentioned is of course, preventative action. And again, if you invite a plumber or a leak detector individual over there to check your pressure side and your drain side of your lines, then that is a preventative measure. If you have a problem, it will tell you that, and you can protect the structure by having the problem eliminated, repaired.
Hey, you probably.
Yes, there's a lot of those. You see a lot of those trucks. Kind of like what you guys were talking about with Crown Foundation. There's a lot of imitators now. So I get kind of scared not knowing and do a lot of research. Just want to work on the maintenance part and preventive part, but don't want to have somebody come and make it worse.
Right. Now, on the supply line, your water line coming into your house, there's a thing called a pressure reducing valve. And our water pressure in different parts of the city is vastly different from one part of the city to the next, and it can be from one block to the next. And the older houses tend to not have as high a pressure coming in. And sometimes it might be the size of the water line coming in. But it may be that you're just in a part of town that doesn't have as big a supply line to your area from the city services.
Okay.
But if...
when I call and ask for a plumber, I'm just asking for a preventive maintenance to just check the slab.
Yeah, you want to study your plumbers, because not all of them are the same.
Right.
There's leak detection companies that have been around for quite a while, and... I think the pricing might be, it's somewhere between $350 and $500 to get them to check the systems. But you're smart in doing that. I hadn't thought of that prior, but that was a good question and some good thoughts there.
Well, and I think the initial visit out is $295. I'd had it done this week, so I can tell you that it was $295 to start with. Now, they did find a leak, and... to fix it and route the plumbing overhead to that one particular, it was to a hall bathroom, and it was just the hot water line, but my bill ended up being $1,055 total.
Well,
it could have been a whole lot more had that gone on, and it eroded under the house, and could have been tens of thousands of dollars. Chaz's was a lot of money.
Yes, it was. And we were sorry about all the problems that he had, but he got it taken care of. So
yes, I trust you guys, so that's why I'm calling.
Yeah. And I will tell you what, I can share with you who I would use for a plumber if you'll just call my office,
722-3232. Yes, ma'am. Call Tuesday.
Okay. Call Tuesday, 722-3232. Thank you, Faye. It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing Company, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to help you select the right roofing material, tell you the truth about what's happening on your roof, since you're not likely to crawl up there yourself to verify it. And their number is 728-3700, 728-3700, Robbins Roofing.
A good company.
It is a good company. Yes. Okay, if I can quit coughing for just a second. Our word of the day today is hydraulic, as in hydraulic pressure. Take it away, Gary.
Well, hydraulic pressure in relation to water, of course, it's a pressure source. There's a lot of ways you can have a pressure source. You can have a water line introduced into the structure, and it will produce pressure. You can have a downhill slant that water is traveling down, and you can get a pressure. And these pressures create movement under the slabs in the case of a residence that is getting either water problems from the exterior or from a plumbing problem. And that hydraulic pressure has the force behind it. And also I've seen downspouts that were not properly installed, and they were draining at the footing of a structure, and once the soils take on a fluid value because they're saturated, then that hydraulic pressure from the elevated roof line provides lift, and that lift can create the problem that we're seeing inside a structure on the floors. So you want to make sure that all your drainage is corrected, that your outside drainage is corrected, that you have downspouts properly turned away from the structure. Drainage is important because all of these hydraulic pressures can cause you some tremendous problem within the structure.
Do you know a lot of folks, very seldom do you see a house that have the downspouts intact.
Very important, Becky.
I know it is. I mean, it's hard to keep those on there, and you've got to move them to mow and stuff like that. But if you don't keep that water away from the foundation of your house, particularly on a corner, what does it create? Kind of a little soup bowl?
It creates a soup bowl. It creates an area that's saturated. And then because it takes on that saturation is taking on a fluid value, then it acts like the test tube that we learned in science, where the water is introduced on one side and it reaches its own level on the other side. It's always seeking its own level. And that's what happens when you have a pressure source. It wants to seek its own level, and then it can exceed that level because you have the pressure behind it. So it can move soils, it can lift slabs, it can do a tremendous amount of damage.
Water is a powerful thing.
Water is a very powerful thing.
I mean, it can create electricity. The power of water.
It can create electricity. We have a dam project here in Oklahoma City, down on the river, and we worked on that dam project a few years ago. And it's very important that water be controlled. If you're going to stop water, you have to control it, because it'll build up a pressure source. And then that pressure source, if you don't have all the preventative maintenance taken care of, then it can route around a particular blockage and create a new pathway, and that new pathway can cost you a lot of money If you're a city, it could cost you the river where all the boats are floating down through Bricktown. So they're very, very, they watch it very, very closely there.
Yeah. So hydraulic pressure is a force that a liquid can cause, right?
It's a force that a liquid can cause. It's when we introduce hydraulic pressure into a cylinder, we might put 50 pounds of pressure in that cylinder, but that 50 pounds of pressure is multiplied by the area of that cylinder. So that's how we get 50 pounds to lift a 10,000-pound or a 30,000-pound load, because that pressure within that cylinder, you have to multiply by the area of that cylinder. So it can create tremendous pressures. Underneath a floor, we have the same thing, only it's not a metal steel cylinder, but it's an area that has captured the water and allows for that type of pressure to build up. And that buildup of pressure can lift those floors, can do, I've seen floors, a couple of hospitals, I have seen where the fire lines have broken and the floors have elevated tremendously from that pressure. So it keeps us busy, and we hate to see it, but it's a job.
At least you know how to fix it.
We do know how to fix it, and we do a lot of commercial work, Becky. We do a tremendous amount of commercial work. We've worked for Southern Pacific Railroad. We've designed some systems for them, peering systems for support for their trains. We have worked on dam projects. We have stopped water in lakes from flowing out. We do a lot of areas of that we have the expertise in, and we really enjoy it. So,
well, you know, I know that you actually have like raised water towers before for cities that have sunk. The water tower, it's heavy, it's not on solid ground, and it sinks.
We have raised water towers. And again, it's the hydraulic pressure. We go down deep into the ground, and we make the ground act like a cylinder. And we begin injecting pressures in there with a very dry slump of material. And pretty soon, that ground, when you get towards the surface, begins to start bulging. Well, as it bulges, it's lifting that structure up. We've done a lot of grain silos, very heavy silos. Over the years, we lift things, Becky.
Well,
and we enjoy it.
Like when a road has hydraulic pressure under it, and it breaks and creates a sinkhole.
Yes, it does.
You've done that too.
Yes, we've filled in those voids. We've injected through our other company, a Concrete Raising Corporation. We've done a lot of highway work and approaches to bridges that settle, and we've lifted those and filled those voids in them cavities, We're under contract with the city of Edmond, and we do quite a bit of work for them. And we're also under contract in Dallas and Garland and different communities there to take care of their roadways and what have you. So it's a living.
Well, and I'll tell you what, we're lucky to have you around, but us little residential folks are extremely fortunate to have someone of your experience and the caliber of work that you can do.
Well, when you get my age, Becky, you better learn something.
Oh, we're going to return with more with Gary Thornton of Crown Foundation. And if you have a question, we still have time for a couple of calls. It's 840-1000 here in the area code of the 405. It's 840-1000. Give us a quick call. I've got a couple certificates with me. Cross Apricos will buy you a new lunch if you want to have lunch with them. So we'll return right after this with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, broker for Movers Real Estate Company. By the way, if you want to sell your house, call me, 722-3232. The website is BeckyIvins.com. And if you have a question for Gary Thornton, we've still got about 3 minutes here, so give us a call. And Gary, you did give us a call. Good morning, Gary.
This is Jerry.
Oh, Jerry, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No problem, Becky. I have a nephew that has a home that's about 9-10 years old, and very nice home. They've done everything in the world to check for leaks with all the cameras and pressure and everything they can think of. And the moisture content in the concrete's way over what normal is. And I was just wondering if you've ever had a situation like that where you cannot absolutely figure out where the moisture is coming from. Is there a way that people vent them or do some type of stab a pipe down underneath the slab to try and vent it, or how would you go about that?
Well, there's a reason that the moisture is high and it's raising via capillary action. It can cause warpage to surface floors and what have you. But that needs to be found out what's going on. And there again, you can call a leak detector. And if there's not anything that comes up there, you want to look at your condensation line for your air conditioning system. Make sure that condensation line is not stopped up or broken, because it can introduce moisture under the slab that can cause you a lot of problems. And it's not really something that a plumber checks. And also where your air conditioning Freon line goes through the exterior wall, through the brick, if it's down low and if there's a large opening there, that water can follow that pathway in into the house, enter the plenum or the ductwork, or can cause what you're seeing. So you kind of got to look through all that.
Well, they supposedly have done all of that, and I'm just thinking it's got to be almost like an underground spring or something, or somehow almost not an aquifer, but some reason they've done everything in the world to check all that stuff, and they cannot figure out where the moisture's coming from. And I think it's got to be heaving up from, you know, like a spring or something.
You can go outside and run you some post holes down about 3 foot, mm-hmm. and you can run them down around the house, cover them so no surface waters can be introduced into that hole, and then you can go back and you can look and see if there's any elevations of fluid within those holes.
Okay.
That might be a way to test for that underground spring.
That sounds like a good idea. I don't know if they've tried that or not, but I'll talk to them about that then.
Well, it can be a problem, and a little bit of research and effort, and I'm sure you'll get it solved.
All righty. Well,
by the way,
if
you want to call Gary at his office, it is 721-5155. It's here in the 405, and it's 721-5155. Thank you, Jerry, for your call, and be sure and hang on for your Casa Perico certificate. And thank you, Gary Thornton, Crown Foundation.
Thank you, Becky.
And Concrete Raising. This has been an interesting show. I think a lot of us have issues with water under our house, and that's not a good thing.
We sure do like to talk a lot, don't we?
We do. We do. Join us next week here, same time, 8 o'clock, for more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.